It's Monday, June 24th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other important things going on in our community. Today, on Friday morning, Ford Huachuca hosted a significant ceremony at the historic Brown Parade Field. The event marked the handover of command from Colonel John Ives to Colonel Mike Childs, a new chapter for the garrison. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Now some Arizona history. Did you know that Steven Spinella is an acclaimed American actor who was raised in Arizona? He graduated from the University of Arizona with a drama degree and honed his craft at NYU's Tisch School of the Arts, graduating in 1982. Spinella earned consecutive Tony Awards for his role as Prior Walter in Angels in America. He also received a Tony nomination for his performance in James Joyce's The Dead. Offstage, Spinella has appeared in dozens of movie and TV roles. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. Their diagnostic imaging department ensures that patients have access to high-quality diagnostic capabilities. They recently gained a new 64-slice CT scanner, ultrasound system, and X-ray equipment, as well as an upgraded MRI suite. For more information, visit their website at bensonhospital.org. Now our feature story. On Friday morning, Fort Huachuca hosted a significant ceremony at the historic Brown Parade Field. The event marked the handover of command from Colonel John Ives to Colonel Mike Childs, signaling a new chapter for the garrison. Colonel Childs arrives from the United States Special Operations Command J-5 Plans Division, where he served as Chief of Plans and Sensitive Activities. The ceremony featured the traditional passing of the garrison colors. Command Sergeant Major Tarina Anderson began the process by passing the colors to Colonel Ives. Colonel Ives then handed them to William Kidd, Director of the U.S. Army Installation Management Command Training. Kidd passed the colors to Colonel Childs, who finally returned them to Anderson, signifying his assumption of command. William Kidd, responsible for overseeing 17 Army garrisons, spoke at the event. He reflected on Fort Huachuca's rich history and its evolving role in national defense. Kidd praised Colonel Ives for his contributions during his tenure, particularly noting efforts to enhance the quality of life for those stationed at the installation. Under Ives' leadership, Fort Huachuca made significant strides in modernization and support for soldiers, their families, and civilians. Colonel Ives spoke with pride about his accomplishments during his command. He highlighted the establishment of a casualty assistance program for the fort's civilian workforce, ensuring that civilian families and colleagues are supported in times of loss. Ives also introduced a retirement program to help civilian employees transition smoothly into post-government service life. Additionally, he implemented an events calendar to consolidate numerous local activities, providing the community with ample recreational options. As Colonel Ives departs Fort Huachuca for a new role at the Pentagon, he expressed confidence in Colonel Childs' ability to lead the garrison effectively. Colonel Childs brings extensive experience in military intelligence and strategic planning, including combat experience in Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom. He has also served overseas in Italy and Germany. In his address, Colonel Childs expressed gratitude for the opportunity to lead Fort Huachuca, a place where his career began over two decades ago. He acknowledged the historic significance of the fort and its units, including the Buffalo Soldiers and the 6th Cavalry Regiment. Childs emphasized the ongoing importance of the fort in training, testing, and employing capabilities crucial for national defense. The ceremony concluded with a cavalry charge demonstrated by B Troop 4th U.S. Cavalry Memorial. In his final remarks, Colonel Ives expressed his confidence in Colonel Childs' leadership as the fort heads into a new era. For more on this story, head over to myheraldreview.com. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace stocks Clark & Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace for 21st. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, during the recent Bisbee Mayoral Candidate Forum, a question came up about water security. Here's what the candidates had to say, starting with sitting Mayor Ken Budge, moving on to Gretchen Bonaducci and Wanda Likem.
I was the chairman of the Upper San Pedro Partnership. I've been trying to save the river for years, ever since I got here. We are working with Arizona Water right now and Cochise Recharge Network to take our wastewater. Arizona Water wants to produce some recharge basin right at the wellheads so that we can recharge the water that is being used. I am very proud to tell you that I just supported a bill that just went through the legislature to guarantee our water into Old Bisbee. There was a problem happening, which is illegal, which is water is being transferred right now from the Upper San Pedro Basin up to the Douglas Basin, which is the Old Bisbee. Even though you flush a toilet, it all comes back. But with the new Douglas AMA, there can be issues with that. So the bill was run, and I have four of our legislators supported, and the governor signed it just yesterday. So now we are guaranteed the water supply from Napo all the way up to Old Bisbee. They can never get away from us.
Well, I'm glad that Mayor Budge is able to clarify that for all of us, because that's, you know, once you're working in the position, you have the information to share. And I think that's wonderful. And that just kind of takes me back to where we wouldn't have maybe these questions if the information's shared, right? So hopefully more information is shared with the public of these achievements and these things that concern us throughout our community, and that'd be something that I would like to do to make sure that our website might have all that information, or just simply something that can be disseminated out there so we're all in the know about our water situation and what has been accomplished, which I really appreciate that that has been accomplished. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor, but I didn't know the statistics on that, and I do think water is definitely, I mean, for the whole United States, you know, we are always dealing with water issues, with Colorado River, and it's good to know that NACO is our source and that they can never take that away. So I think it is a concern when we bring in more people, we have to make sure that we have the water. And I know that was a concern about the golf course. A lot of people were very concerned with the water usage. They ended up trying to bring that back. So I think it's wonderful that you made that agreement. So thank you.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, we know that the best food comes from the heart. Our dining program, A Taste of Prestige, is crafted by our talented culinary teams and tailored to the nutritional needs of older adults. We use fresh ingredients and local flavors to prepare healthy, mouthwatering meals our residents love. It's one more way we help older adults celebrate life at every age. For more about dining at Prestige Senior Living, visit tasteofprestige.com. Again, that's tasteofprestige.com.
Now an event coming up that you should know about. At 2 p.m. today, teens and adults should head over to the Douglas Public Library for an arts and crafts afternoon. There will be all sorts of ways to express your creativity. Supplies will be provided, but you can always bring your own too. Finally, we'd like to remember the life of Pauline Bollinger. Pauline was a loving wife, mother, grandmother, and friend. Her joy for life and fondness for pigs endeared her to all. She wished to be thought of with smiles and laughter. She is survived by her husband, Michael, children, and grandchildren. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Pauline's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/N-A-B-U-R.